We know that the key to staying safe on a motorcycle is control. Keeping your bike under control as the weather, the road, and everything else changes around you all the time. It's one of the many things that's vastly different from driving a car, right? Car with four wheels that keeps the grip on the road most of the time. Also has air conditioning for comfort. And in a car, we seldom have to think about what to do if it's going to rain. We just keep going. Not necessarily so on a motorcycle. You have to give it a little bit more thought. We have to always know how to make these necessary adjustments for changing in the weather, like rain that maybe is going to turn into hail, or smooth roads, smooth dirt roads, for example, that as soon as they get a little bit wet, they turn as slippery as ice. I've certainly had that happen before. We have to ride, though, with some degree of confidence that everything's going to be okay in the end. If we're scared all the time, well, we should probably just sell the bike and switch to pickleball. Nothing against pickleball, but as for quitting, no, we're not going to do that. We won't quit because we love motorcycling too much. Many of us have loved it for a long, long time. It means too much to our heart and our soul. And we accept the fact that we don't have 100% control in motorcycling because we don't have 100% control in life either. And that's okay. Maybe accepting that lack of control is a bit of a relief. Maybe we just put a smile on our face, not knowing what's ahead, but we're just going to keep on going. Let's talk about it. Thank you for joining me today.
Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado. Welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go.
I like the comedian Stephen Wright. He performed in Fort Collins, Colorado, just north of where I live here in Loveland. He performed out there a few years ago, and oh, it was almost painful because it was 90 minutes of just laughter. Our faces hurt after we went to see him. But this is Stephen Wright's humor. So this is what he said. He said, you know, when you're sitting on a chair and you lean back so you're just on two legs, and then you lean back too far and so you're almost about to fall over, but at the very last second you catch yourself? I feel like that all the time. I guess you kind of have to like that sense of humor, but he's just like that. I think it's hilarious. But, you know, I'll bet you know someone like that. Someone who seems to be just terrified by the unknowns in life all the time. That's a problem. That's a problem for a lot of people. But a number of years ago, I got some great advice from a great friend in regard to dealing with the unknown or knowing what to do or what not to do. Maybe it's just a different way of looking at ourselves, looking at the present, looking at the future. My friend described how when he gets stressed out, when the loads of life just feel a little too heavy, or when he simply runs out of solutions for problems at work, he makes a fresh cup of coffee and goes outside. Outside, he sits in his comfortable chair, takes a sip of his favorite coffee blend, and does nothing. He just does nothing. He went on to describe how that's when things start happening all around him in stages. And even though he does nothing to initiate them, he just sits and he watches and he listens. First, he recognizes the quiet. And then after a moment, he recognizes the activity of nature that's been going on all the time. At some point, he doesn't know when, but after a minute or two passes, he'll hear a bird sing. he might be lucky enough to spot that bird up in the tree. Then he sees that bird joined by another one also singing. Then at some point, a rabbit feels safe enough to come and hop out in the yard just right in front of him, take a blade of grass and chew on it in the sun for a little while. And then into that scene enter the clowns, the squirrels, usually in pairs, chasing each other around in the yard, then at amazing speed, just up and down the trees, just having a ball. Then my friend says something really amazing happens. It's almost magical. His stress is almost all but gone. The solutions for problems he was facing just minutes before for work magically appear in his head. You know, I don't think there's too much magic about it, really. It's just awareness. Because again, that activity with nature has pretty much been going on all the time. It is right now. Things are going to happen and they'll keep happening with or without our control. And that's okay. I was riding through Monument Valley in Arizona. Beautiful out there, open roads, long stretches. Normally you can see way down the road for miles, but not this particular afternoon. Up ahead, looked like the road had ended into a solid black wall, a wall of water. There was no shelter anywhere around out there. Just me and the road and the wall I was about to ride through. Ooh, so I made sure that me and my gear were waterproof, stopped to zip up everything, then proceeded down the road into the wall. From daylight to dark in just seconds. And then the first surprise, lightning. Followed by the second surprise, hail. Yes, it was memorable. But you know, just as quickly as I entered that wall of water and hail and lightning, me and my bike emerged from the other side. We entered a beautiful sunny sky that I was now riding into. A beautiful sunny day that was always there, just beyond that dark storm. And then this happened. I'll never forget it. Looking in my rearview mirror at that black wall of water I'd just ridden through, there behind me also was an amazing rainbow, a double rainbow in full display. A bright, beautiful object of nature with maybe Mother Nature saying, "Well, how was that?" I'll close with this awesome quote. Life is not about waiting for storms to pass. It's about learning how to ride in the rain. And my friends, it will be rain that we'll be riding through on our bikes and in life from time to time. But let's keep going. Let's keep going. Because on that other side, Mother Nature may have just something wonderful to show you. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you peace and I wish you love.